Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease, where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the Ohio Lottery, we make Keno fun. Your way. That means you pick your wager. Will it be a dollar, two, a crisp 20 bucks? Your call. Like picking your own numbers? Use any inspiration you like. Birthdays, jersey numbers, you name it. And if you don't feel like choosing, there's the super quick auto pick. With regular promotions that'll get you more bang for your Keno buck, multiple ways to win, prizes galore, and live draws every few minutes. Anytime is the right time to get in on the Keno action. Keno is always fun. Your way. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, whose side is he on? Okay. Mm. Whose side is he on? We'll find out whose side he's on when we get to the strawberry letter in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what's up? What
Neff,
you got?
Neff up in here. Neff up in here. Let me.
In the building.
Yeah. I'm neffing. Let me see. We're going to have to do, it's time for a funeral, Shirley.
Oh, all right. Well,
but now, you know, you big on funerals. But you know.
I'm not.
But you know, you, as you know, after a funeral, you have to go to the repast. You understand?
Oh, right.
That's just how we roll. You got to slide
standard
by the repast.
Got to go in there.
That's true.
But you know, you can't go to the repast without bringing a little something for the family.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And most of us going to stop, and what we going to do? We going to pick up some chicken.
Yes, we do.
This right here is repast chicken. We're going to order this chicken. This right here is the repast chicken. Y'all hold tight. If you ain't never heard it, you might want to pull over. Repast chicken. Cat dog, if you would.
Thank you for calling. You want to take your order? Hey, I need to make an order. Hey, Jeff, hey, fries up, man. Get them up for their burn. Man, hurry up.
Hello?
What up? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Can I help you? Hey, I'm trying to get an order, man. We just got through with a funeral. I'm trying to take some chicken over to the repast where the family at, man.
All right, man. Well, how much you need?
Okay, I know I'm going to need probably like 125 pieces of chicken, dog. How long that take to cook?
We're not ready right now, man. It takes probably at least like 30, 45 minutes, bro. Kind of busy
okay.
Right now.
Okay, all right. I need 125 pieces, man. But listen, I'm trying to make sure we get enough. You know how it is, man. Somebody passed, though. We're trying to make sure we got enough food at the house, man.
Yeah.
So what kind of size you got, man? Because I want to try to get large family sizes on. Y'all got potato salad?
We got french fries, potato salad, greens, macaroni and cheese. You know the normal stuff. How much you need of each of that?
Let me get like two of all of them. You know what I'm saying? Two of each. That ought to be. Don't give me four of them greens, though, because I know they're going to want them greens.
Y'all family size?
Yeah. Family size on everything, man. Two of each, but give me four greens.
All right.
Okay, now, give me some rolls, man. And at least 20 rolls to go with that.
All right. Do you need anything else?
Make sure I got a big thing of fries, man. You know, the kids like them fries. Let me get a big thing of fries. You ordering a lot of food, man. Yeah. I'm going to come get it, though. 30 minutes. So you said how long you before I need to be there? Probably 35. You know, give us about 45 minutes before to be ready. All right, what's your name? My name is Rob. Robert. All right. You got a phone number I can reach you at? 404-2-8-3. Okay, I got you. Okay, so you got 125 pieces. It's going to be mixed, right?
Yeah, white and
okay. Okay, there we go.
Did you want it spicy or mild or mixed? Or how did you want that?
You know what? Separated, man. What of the mild is in one boxes, and then you got the spicy in other boxes. So, you know, we'll know so the kids won't get old, too.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, man, can you take his order for me? I'm on the phone. Take his order.
All right. I got you.
What's my total on that, man? So I can go, you know, because I ain't finna pay for all this by myself. I can got everybody pitching in on this.
Hold on. Let me get to the restaurant. It's gonna be $208.75.
Yeah, down. Okay, $208.75. 30 minutes. I'm gonna start coming that way. What's your name, dog?
My name is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. I'm gonna ask for you, but I'll be there in about 40 minutes, man.
All right.
Hi. Yeah, man. I speak to Robert. This is Rob.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Wayne. Chicken, man. I was just calling to let you know we finished a little bit early, and your last batch of tickets, we just dropped it.
Okay, oh, man, I meant to call you a few minutes ago, dog. Hey, listen, you cook all of it?
Yeah, man, you wanted 125 pieces, mixed, spicy, and mild, with four large sides of each thing, five large sides of fries. Yeah, I cooked all that for you. Got it ready.
Okay, check this out, dog. I've been talking to everybody, man. You know what, man? I'm just going to need about 10 pieces, dog. I ain't going to really need the rest of that.
Excuse me?
I just need 10 pieces, dog. I talked to everybody, man. Everybody went and bought some. They want a hamburger, so I'm just gonna need 10 pieces of that chicken.
Bro, man, we already cooked all the chicken, man. I got 125 pieces, bro. If you don't come by this, I'm in trouble, man. What the you mean, y'all?
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease, where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ignite your passion for discovery at the COSI Science Festival May 1st through the 4th. Experience 3 days packed with interactive community events featuring exhibits, live demos, and engaging conversations with experts in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And on Saturday, May 4th, join us for the free Big Science Celebration featuring over 100 exhibitors, all with interactive activities to share. And of course, there will be larger-than-life science demonstrations, live music, and more from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. just outside of COSI. Visit COSISciFest.org to learn more.
I need 10 pieces. I just need 10 pieces, dog. You know, I don't need all that. I don't want to buy nothing I don't need. I just need 10 pieces.
Man, nah, bro. You gonna come by this chicken, man. This some we just sit here. It's only me and one other dude up here. We working our off, and you gonna go get this chicken.
Hey, dog, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I'm not finna do that, dog. I mean, you know, I'm doing this for the bereaving family, man. So, you know, like I say, yeah, I'm gonna take 10 pieces by there and drop that off, man. But, I don't need that whole 125 or whatever. Robert, y'all better be all the way to come get this chicken, or it's gonna be some shit. I cooked all the shit, man. What the am I supposed to do, man? My manager found out about my shit. I'm getting fired. What the
okay, dog, you ain't got nobody else that's gonna buy some chicken today?
Now, who the hell's gonna come up here and buy 125 pieces of chicken?
Hell, man, call back somebody. He don't want 125. He only want a 10 piece.
Come on. Manager gonna speak. Yeah, gonna be
hello, dog, I just need 10 pieces, man.
Man, I cooked up all this chicken for you,
organized
it and everything.
Okay, dog. Well, listen, man. Won't you just sell it little by little today? Just sell it little by little.
Man, there's no way in hell, man. Who don't have the time for this? I'm not about to take all this chicken, man, and put it back up, bro. Y'all better come get this chicken, or it's gonna be. Tell you that, man. I don't give a man. I will call every funeral home around, find out who died, and I will come find your Robert. You gonna come up here and get this chicken?
Hey, man, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I want 10 pieces. That's it.
No, your want 125 pieces of chicken because that's what the hell you called to tell me that you want it.
Hey, man, who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that's about to come up to and buy some chicken. 125 pieces of it. That's what I'm talking to. So bring your $208.75 and come buy the chicken.
Oh, no, man.
Just calm down, man.
Man, you need to come and get this chicken, Mike. Man, you gonna find his rib.
If he comes up here, then we all are, bro. This gonna get this chicken right now. You gonna get this chicken.
Hold on. First of all, this Robert, who you think you talking about, what?
Dog, I'm talking to you. I told you, I'm talking to the that's gonna come up here and get this chicken. Either you gonna bring $208 or you gonna come up here and get 10 pieces of chicken. It's up to you, but either way, coming up here. What you
want to
do?
I'm finna send somebody else up there to get the chicken, man, okay?
Who you gonna send up here?
Tommy coming to get the chicken.
Tommy who? What's his name? And gotta get all
my
information
out.
What's his name?
Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the hell you just say to me?
Why ain't this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Man, this is some. Man, you about to have somebody get whooped, bro. What am I supposed to do with all this chicken, though?
Wayne, your cousin, man. You got a cousin named Courtney?
Oh, that dirty.
Y'all cooked all that chicken, man?
Yeah, we cooked up all that chicken, bro.
Hey, Wayne, this is what I'm doing, man. On behalf of Nephew Tommy, I'm finna give you my credit card. And we're going to donate chicken all day, man. You see some homeless people or whatever, you just pass out your chicken. We finna get it paid for right now, Wayne.
Yeah, man, I can't trust y'all. Y'all got me paranoid. I'm about to run right now.
Hey, Wayne, man, you ain't
going to
get your chicken, though.
Man, I'm going to
get my chicken. Hey, Wayne, one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let me tell you something. If I ain't never repassed some chicken, I did that. I repassed that chicken right there.
You did that.
When the last time you ordered 100-something piece of chicken? When the last time you did it?
And that was terrible for you to order that like that and keep calling
and then cancel. Then we decide we don't want it now. What? We good? What?
Ooh, that was dirty.
But I did pay for the chicken. Right?
Oh, right. That's the least you can do. I paid for it,
and they passed it out to some people. So, you know, people a little less fortunate got some chicken that day on Nephew Tommy. So there you have it, all right? Mm-hmm. But, hey, Pie, be ready. You might get a call. You never know. Might be the nephew.
Stay ready.
It just might be. All right.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, whose side is he on? We'll get to that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, batter. Are you ready to hit a home run with flavor? Step up to the plate and swing by Penn Station East Coast Subs, where every bite is a grand slam. Craving a classic Philly cheesesteak or maybe a savory chicken teriyaki? Or how about loading up on their delicious fresh-cut fries? Call it a triple play by ordering Penn Station's signature fresh-squeezed lemonade. When it comes to subs, Penn Station is the big league. Order online at penn-station.com or stop at a store near you. Penn Station East Coast Subs.